Okay. I
We
just
can
pulled
do
that
this.
right out of my
We can do
ass.
this. This is
Look at
going to
me
be so
go.
fast. Okay.
Whoa.
Welcome to the Incoherent Fangirl.
Well, we are feeling a little extra magical today because we are talking to Case and Calendar about Infinity Alchemist. Yay!
I am Karen from the Free Republic of Montfort.
I'm Mandy of the experimental prototype city of tomorrow.
Ooh, that sounds
Epcot,
fancy.
baby.
Sounds so fancy. All right. In our timeline, it is January 30th. I know it's a Tuesday. Go with it, guys. In y'all's timeline, it is February 9th.
I hate this. My baby niece is 5 when you're listening to this. And my
And
teenage nieces are almost 15.
February 9th is Beth's second oldest, third oldest birthday. I can never remember
Happy
who's older.
birthday. Happy birthday, kind of oldest. Maybe oldest.
One of the boys. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, boy.
And my baby will be 9 in just a few days.
Stop saying
It's
things like that.
rude. This is
Stop.
the meanest segment of the
Yeah,
podcast. It's so
you
rude.
insist on doing it. I think we should just be
It's rude.
mysterious. Stop
All right.
torturing ourselves.
Oh. But then we wouldn't have fun gems like this, quite frankly.
True, very true.
All right. This week in fangirling, tell me all the magical things you did.
I went to Disney. So Thursday we worked I worked half a day, and the kids all, well, the baby niece may have played hooky. Teenagers went to school. As soon as they got out of school, we hit the road for Orlando. I got us an Airbnb that had a Marvel room for the teenagers. One of them stayed in a different room, but there was an Isabella from Encanto room. Flowers hanging from the ceiling, like the entire ceiling was flowers hanging down. Flowers all over the walls. There was a big sticker of her. Her little mind was absolutely blown that she
That's
got to
so
stay.
cute.
Like, yeah, she freaked out. So yeah, we got to the Airbnb. Friday, we did Disney Springs. It was the most empty I have ever seen it, which was great for us. We did some shopping, and then we went over to the Polynesian to go to Trader Sam's, which is our tiki bar. I know that we have Grog Grotto, and you guys have Enchanted Tiki Bar, ETB. It was my mom and the baby's first time going. So my mom and I got a Nautilus, which is an alcoholic beverage that's meant for more than one person. And it comes in, like, I wish I'd have brought mine over. I have one, a Nautilus tiki mug shaped like the Nautilus from 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. And it comes with like a 3-foot-long straw for everybody, since you have to share it. But when they, so the Trader Sam's is like a themed tiki bar, and all of their drinks have like a scene that they act out when you order the drink. So one of them, would they yell that someone's ordered it, and you have to yell 2 shots of rum. Another one, there's like a chant because you've angered the gods, and like you chant, oh. The twins and I were like in our element because we know them all. So she comes out with our Nautilus, and our waitress is wearing an inner tube, like a flamingo floaty. I think she had goggles on, and she's yelling about how we're going under because the Nautilus goes underwater.
Right.
And she has a spray bottle to spray you with water so that you get the splash. I didn't tell my mom or my niece about that, so that was fun. We went over to Captain Cook's for noodles. Everybody loved it. Saturday we did Epcot, which is where I'm from this week. We thanked the Phoenicians. We visited Remy. We ate around the world, and we raged. No offense to the Californian, okay? Our Soarin' is soaring around the world,
It
okay?
makes no sense that they did
It was
this.
for some anniversary. They changed our Soarin' to soaring over California,
It
which
doesn't
is
make
cool that I got to
sense.
experience it. But we had been talking about, like, to the baby, the 4-year-old, we're going to see the polar bears. You know, we're going to fly over the Great Wall of China. We're going to see the Eiffel Tower. And then we're going to land back at Disney World.
It makes no sense that they did that. Like, I get when they switch it from World to California in California, but it
Right.
doesn't make sense for you to do that in Florida, in my opinion, regardless of whether
Right.
or not it's an anniversary.
Yeah, it was weird. And it's been that way since the end of September. And I'm
That's
like,
crazy.
bring back our Soarin', justice for our Soarin'. We miss our Soarin'.
Right?
The twins and I rode Guardians of the Galaxy, which is the best theme park ride. Like, I used to think it was Hagrid's at Universal Studios. It's not. Hagrid's is a close second. Guardians is the best. I know that the song choice is important. If you know, you know. We got Iran by A Flock of Seagulls. It was excellent, epic, always a good time, even if you have to pay for it. We did have a really frustrating situation with Genie Plus, where it tells you here are all the rides that have Lightning Lane, right? And I'm like, it's all the good ones, of course. I pay the $18 per person. There were five of us plus tax. And then you log in and it says, oh, there's no Lightning Lanes left. Oh, there's no Lightning Lanes left. Oh, there. Excuse me? Excuse me? I did not pay $100 to not get anything out of this. Eventually, I got two of the four big rides at Epcot. So I didn't go complain. My husband said, if I'd have been there, I would have raised. Holy hell. anyway, Sunday, Magic Kingdom, one of the best Magic Kingdom days I think I've ever had.
Yay.
It was freezing, but we walked on to most of the rides. I didn't get Lightning Lane. I didn't get Genie again because of the debacle at Epcot, but most of the rides were 15 minutes or less. We were on the ride. We waited for Peter Pan and Winnie the Pooh. I think we're long, but that was fine because they were heated and it was freezing. We roasted all day at Epcot. It was so hot. The next day we froze to death, teeth chattering. It was a mess.
That gives me the same vibes as like Y'all Fest. Like, what's happening yes. over on the East Coast, guys?
We don't know. We're just trying to survive over here. It was like 85 on Saturday. And it was so hot. I don't normally get hot, but the sun was so hot that I had to I wore a sweatshirt. I had to go buy a t-shirt. The next day, my sweatshirt wasn't enough. Mm-hmm. Like, it was frozen. I do want to tell this funny story because it was pretty hilarious. So we walked through the Pirates of the Caribbean queue, and you know, there's all of these cages and like jail cells and stuff. Well, my niece is 4 years old and she was being a 4 year old mm-hmm. sometimes. Okay. Attitudes and stuff. So we were like, that is where they put the bad children of Disney, right there. That's their holding cell. And until they learn to listen, that's where they are. Some of them they string up by their ankles. Right over there, that rope right there, that's for ankles for bad children. Of course, immediately after that, like, her whole attitude shifts. She's like, I am gonna be a good girl. So at dinner, the twins are picking at each other because they're teenagers, and my mom kind of joins in, and like, they're all picking on each other. She thinks they're being serious, so she's like, call them, call those bad children people. We leave the restaurant and my mom and the twins go the opposite direction of us, and so we get to the stroller and I'm like, wait a second, where's Gigi and Names Redacted? And she's like, I guess we were good and they were bad. Let's go ride the magic carpets again. Could not have cared less that her grandmother and her cousins were gone. Could not have cared. She also wanted to call the bad children of Disney on our Jungle Cruise skippers because we bought hot cocoa and they confiscated it because they called it an open drink, even though it had lids. So she was like, they took your hot chocolate. We left hers at the stroller in her mm-hmm. little sippy. Mimi, they took your hot chocolate. And that was not very nice. You need to call to call the bad children of Disney to come get them. So that was funny. Yeah, she is hilarious. They were talking about calling the bad children on each other at dinner. And she thought they were talking about her. And she goes, she's got her little apple slice. And she goes, I didn't do anything. I'm just eating my apples. So yeah, it was a fun trip. It went by way too fast, but now we can start planning the next one. And then the only other thing I've done is I started Crescent City. I'm not going to say a thing because spoilers, 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 but I am like terrified for Rundan and Crown Princess of the Barn Fae. I'm so, and like everything I see and I've seen leading up to it has like, she has said, you should mm-hmm. be worried for Rune. And I'm like, oh my God, it's because I love him. So I'm a nervous wreck right now, I've stopped listening to record. And so I'm like tweaking.
Fair.
What did you do this week?
So I finished the Red Queen series by Victoria Aveyard. That includes Glass Sword, King's Cage, War Storm, and Broken Throne all in the past week. It was a journey and I feel empty inside. And nope. I refuse to believe that it's over. It's very rude. And I'm not going to say anything about it because I just feel like there's spoilers. And I read so many, I don't know which is which. So it's just all spoilers at this point.
Once you get that late in a series, it's hard not to.
Right, exactly. So things happen, and Mare does things, and Cal and Maven and Killorn do things, and people, you know, exist, and stuff happens. The perfect description, right? I read The 10,000 Doors of January by Alex E. Harrow.
It's so good.
It is very good. It took me a minute to get into it. The pacing at the beginning is a little slow, or it was a little slow for me, at least. But once it hit its stride, I could not put that thing down.
You're like, I gotta figure it out.
I need to know what happens. And I completely understand why you compared it to June Farrow now. Like, it's got the same energy. They definitely have the same vibes, and I loved it. It was really good. I said nothing about the plot, but it's good, guys. There's 10,000 doors. There's a girl named January, and it's really good. Just go into it.
We've never led you astray before.
Right, exactly. I also, for movie night, we watched Barbie, which was lovely, and Margot Robbie, my God. The fact that Margot Robbie and Greta Gerwig didn't get Oscar noms and Ryan Gosling did is...
Oh, he's pissed. Everybody's pissed.
He's so pissed. And it's like, did you watch the movie, guys?
Yeah, no.
Like, they didn't. Did you watch the movie and just completely missed the point? Like, okay, cool. Yeah. Cool. My favorite part is...
I like it when they like talk about how she's like, she says something like, I'm just ugly or whatever, and it pauses and it's like, editor's note.
Yeah.
It's hard for this to be believable when it's Margot Robbie.
Yes. We laugh so hard at that.
Yeah.
And I just, what was I going to say?
You saw where we're talking about the Oscars.
Oh, yeah. I saw like a TikTok or something where somebody was like joking about it. They're like, oh, the Oscars, the Critics' Choice did this and this. And so the Oscars are like, we're going to do the exact same thing and make everybody mad. Like, yeah.
We didn't learn.
Nobody has learned from their mistakes. Yeah. So, yeah. Justice for Greta and Margot.
Justice for Margot.
Because my God, guys, what?
Just completely. Ignored the point.
Completely.
you made the point, actually.
Yeah,
you
right?
made the point of the whole movie.
My God. And then the last thing I read was Infinity Alchemist by Kacen Calendar, which we will be talking about later. So I don't need to give, and Mandy's already explained in great detail. So I don't really have to give you too much about it, other than it was excellent. It was great. I loved it.
Yeah.
And I do hope that there is another one. You're right.
Yeah.
It did wrap up, but it's definitely open. Like, there's definitely a plot line that thread could be followed. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So I'm hoping that we can pull some secrets out of Kacen and
One of my questions I wrote down. Are we closing the door? Are we keeping it open?
Exactly. So that was my week.
That was a good week. I mean, it does seem shorter, but again, we're recording early again.
Well, it's been a week since the last.
It has
time
been
we
a
recorded.
Week, actually. Yeah,
but
I just have been on vacation, so
you've been on vacation.
Like, it went by fast.
And I read 4 books in one series, so it like compresses it.
Should we tell everyone the exciting hold that got released for you?
Oh yeah, we should. I did. How many did I get? I got 2. I got Throne
of
Glass. And what's the second one? Queen of Shadows? Ooh, look at me.
Queen of Shadows.
I'm proud of me.
But no, Queen of Shadows is like 4th.
No, then
second
what was it?
Crown of Midnight.
That's the one. I was like, wait. Okay. See, I knew a name.
Crazy?
No, I knew a name. Okay.
Yeah.
So yes, my Libby released my hold for Throne of Glass and Crown of Midnight. So those will be coming up soon, eventually.
I want
maybe.
To cry. I'm so jealous, you have no idea.
I'm
like, it is my
there.
Favorite series of hers so far. I read them on my Kindle. I guess I might have bought the audio or the because they do like the Kindle set.
Oh yeah,
I want to say it went on a really cheap sale, and I read them all on my Kindle.
I put the hold on for Kindle on Libby, so for all those.
I'm going to keep an eye out, because sometimes they go on sale and it's like $4 for the entire series. Like, it's crazy and it's rare, but if they do, like, it's so cheap.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, I read them all physically in like a week because I could not stop. The first couple drag. Oh my God, once you get into it. I'm so jealous. You get to meet Dorian and you get to meet Lorcan and you get to meet Aiden. I don't know how you say it. I always said Aiden. Anyways.
So,
Lysandra.
That's where we are.
That was a good week. Do you have a fictional boyfriend this week?
I do have a fictional boyfriend, and I actually have two. Obviously, it's Kaloran Warren from the Red Queen series. My new bookish red flag is that if you read the entire Red Queen series and you wouldn't die for Kaloran Warren, right. I don't want anything to
I
do
have
with
no
you.
No use for you as a human being.
Please leave my life, because
yeah.
Kaloran
angel.
Is a sweet baby angel, and he is everything. And then my other fictional boyfriend is Samuel Zappia from the 10,000 Doors of January. My God, I loved him.
Yeah.
Like, he was just there for her. And I just, all the time, like, without question, just, I loved him. So those are my fictional boyfriends. How about you?
They're good ones. Oh, mine's Rundan and Crown Prince of the Valbarn Fae.
I'm so shocked.
No, I'm so worried about it. Like, you don't understand. First of all, he's got a bunch of piercings. And I am someone that, unless you are like a child or the elderly, I don't think there is a face that doesn't look slightly better with the nose ring. Like, I love it. Like, Jeff's kiss for the nose rings. But also, like, he's got lip rings. And when I was in high school, I lived and died for some snake bit piercings or a lip ring. He's covered in tattoos. He's black hair and blue eyes, and just, I die. So
excellent.
I'm so worried. I'm like, my stomach has been in knots every time this book comes up. And then since it started, I'm just terrified. I'm terrified for my BB. You'll get here one day and you're going to be like, I'm so scared right now. And I hope that I'll be able to tell you it's going to be fine. It's everything's going to be good. Just keep going. I don't know.
You don't
know. I don't know.
We'll see.
Oh, I could have a secondary book boyfriend too.
Okay.
I'll go on record, and I could be wrong, but two books in and I'm still feel the same way I did when it started. I do not like Hunt Athalar, who is like the main lead, male lead in Crescent City. Mm-hmm. No reason, just not a fan. Aedas, Prince of Hell. That's my other book boyfriend. I think he's blonde. I can't really remember. I just love the way he acts. He kind of reminds me of Jax. He gives like Jax vibes.
All right. We love Jax.
He came, I'm not going to say anything other than like he came up in the book and I was like, this is here, guys. And he was only there for a minute, but oh.
But he's there. He's there.
Like, oh.
Excellent.
Yep.
That sound means we have an intruder alert.
We have a repeat offender. This
guys,
time
we are talking to Case and Calendar again, this time for the release of Infinity Alchemist, which I cannot express how much I love this book.
So it was so much fun. Yeah.
Such That's a really fun like fantasy debut. I loved it. Can you give our listeners a quick like elevator pitch of the book in case they haven't heard about it?
Sure. The quickest elevator pitch I can come up with is that 18-year-old Ash Woods is a practicing alchemist illegally, and it is my brain is not working. What is that word when someone forces you?
Blackmailed. He's being blackmailed.
Yeah.
Yes.
You.
I was like, hold on, I got this.
Pop quiz is blackmailed into finding the Book of Source, which is an all-powerful book by a professor at a college. And that is the quickest elevator pitch I can give myself. I'm gonna stop there. For a 400-page book, I think that's pretty good.
Yeah,
you
no,
did great.
I mean, it encompasses everything that's going on, essentially.
Right. In the beginning, anyway.
Yeah.
So I want to know what it's like transitioning from like writing real world and like kind of romances in the real world to fantasy that requires world building and like setting up this whole magic system. Is that like, is it more difficult? Is it more fun? What's that like?
It definitely has a new set of challenges for sure. I think because I had been letting Infinity Alchemist like percolate in my brain for quite a while, for a few years, I think when it became time to finally like sit down and write, it just kind of like flowed out in a way where it's like it felt like it was already a real place. When it's a contemporary, for me it is a lot easier to be like, they walk into a coffee shop, you know what a coffee shop looks like. It's a little harder to explain what I mean. I guess some contemporary authors would be like, well, you still got a world build, you still got to like put in the details that make that coffee shop different and stand out. Okay, You got a point. But still, there's at least like a reference point. And I think it was, I think that's where the challenge is for writing the fantasy. But because it had been in my brain for so long, it did just flow out a lot more easily than I would have expected.
Very cool. I'm sure it has more challenges, though, like you said, than a contemporary, because, like you said, you don't know what a major's college looks like.
Exactly.
So having to explain
Until it's
that.
trying to get itself out. Yeah. I think because I had been like thinking about it for so many years. You did not ask this question, so I hope it's okay if I
Oh,
expand on
you say what you tell us,
it.
whatever you want. Yeah.
But I had been like thinking about it for such a long time and had actually tried like a few different drafts and a few different directions. And it was such a, like I was hitting a wall that I actually forced myself to sit down. I was like, I'm not getting up from this laptop until this first scene is written. I kind of like imprisoned myself, and it actually worked. That was like the very first scene that's in the book is what was what I had written, and from there it like really flowed. Finally, like let myself follow that flow instead of like kind of entangling myself in all of these like past ideas and past drafts I had.
Sometimes you got to believe yourself. It's fine.
I
As long as you don't do it for too long, it's fine.
love that. Yes,
It's okay.
exactly. So did you have to, because there's a lot of interconnected pieces going on here with the different characters. Did you have to sit down and kind of plot out each major point in order to connect them? Or did you just kind of go and you were pantsing along the way, just kind of, this is gonna come out how it comes out?
Yeah, the flow definitely came out. I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think back. It has been a few years now. I think the one thing I knew about each character was that Callum was Ramsey's ex-boyfriend. I'm always like, is it okay to spoil this part? Yes, Callum was Ramsey's ex-boyfriend. Like the different inner struggles, I think, were the things I had plotted out. But in terms of like the character interaction, how they interacted in the moment, I think that that became much more pantsery and much more like improv-y, which makes it a lot more fun for me anyway.
Nice.
I loved it. It was so much fun.
Kind of in that same vein of like, did it just flow out or was this like intentional? There's so many parallels in to me in Infinity Alchemist in our real world. So you've got people who fear what they don't understand with like alchemy being illegal and kind of outcasted and outlawed. And then you also have House Loon, which is like a bunch of religious zealots. Is that like, was that on purpose or were you just like, hey, fingers, you're doing a great job with this?
Was that on purpose? And was there also a book that happened to be in House Loon that, and did there happen to be a character that's supposed to come back from the dead and save the world? It did turn out to be on purpose. I had to like pull myself back a few times and not make it too obvious. Like I didn't want to, like I wanted to comment on what's happening in our real world, and that was the purpose of that, but I didn't want it to like hit it over the reader's
Right.
head
It's
multiple
subtle.
times. Yeah. Tried to make it a
Yeah,
little more subtle.
for sure.
well, it hit because I was sitting there like these ugh,
Yeah, there were so many
stop.
times I was like, I know people like this, and
I
this is
live
a
in the
lot.
Bible Belt, okay? hate it here.
Oh my goodness. So where exactly like did this idea come from? Like when you first started plotting it out? Because for me it feels like it's kind of a fresh take on this whole idea of somebody doing forbidden magic. And so where did the idea come from initially?
Thank you. It initially came from a few years back, feeling like I did not like the idea or the concept of the Chosen One, and feeling like only one person is considered like worthy or powerful or whatever it is in that story, and wanting to express that we're all the Chosen Ones in some way. So I think from there that came like the idea of there is no Chosen One for we all, like only one person has this magical ability, or only like a special group of people. Like everyone has that ability. In the same way that we're all in everyday life worthy, but there are certain people that try to stop us from feeling that worth, or like, going back to what we were just discussing, there are certain people within our society that decide to say, like, you are not worthy, or you are worthy of having whatever power. So I think that that branched off into my own ideas of spirituality. Ooh, I know that's such a scary word, but I, liking the idea of magic meeting science, and how for me that's where a lot of my roots of spirituality are. And basically, the magical system in this book is based on quantum physics. I know I just said a lot, That seems like
Oh, no,
super
I know it's
disconnected,
cool. That was
but
one of my favorite things was like there were different branches of alchemy and specialties, and that felt like it grounded this like magical concept more in reality because, like you said, it's science meets magic, and so that's similar to like in science, in medicine, there are different branches of that. So I really loved that part of it.
yay, thank you. Yeah.
You kind of touched on this in the beginning of answering that question, but just I love how in so far in all of your books that I've read, you have these villains who want to like, you're not worthy of this, you're not worthy of that. But so far, they never go to misgendering someone or any homophobia or anything like that. Like we're low, we'll kill you. We're not gonna misgender you when we do it. Like we're gonna respect your who you are, even if we kill you, you know, like it's
Even
fine.
bad guys have some
You are who
morals.
you are. Yeah, I love that. I love that about your books is that even the bad guys have morals
Like
when it comes to who people are.
there's a standard of like humanity
Yeah.
that like you just you nobody goes below that, which
Right.
would be really great in the real world as well, but
Yes.
unfortunately, we'll just escape to your books for
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
Yeah.
that's really special. You don't see that often enough. Okay, so this is meant as a compliment. Okay, the three main characters could drive you crazy sometimes.
Yeah,
I kept having to
absolutely.
remind myself they are so impulsive because they're teenagers.
Children.
Do they drive you crazy when you were writing too? Are you like, why are you running in here and just going ham? Like, stop, breathe, and think this through.
No, they didn't drive me crazy because I think that they are based on myself. So I
Yeah.
don't have to drive you crazy. I really enjoyed that like impulsivity. And one of my favorite things about doing one of my favorite like character exercises is to take what people would consider their main character trait and then doing the absolute opposite of that, because I think that that's more realistic for humans. We tend to be very hypocritical without realizing it. So someone who considers themselves to be like super like intelligent and reasonable, doing the most like unreasonable thing imaginable.
That's
To
really
me
smart. Yeah.
is something that just makes humans or the characters I write about feel more alive.
Yeah,
That's super smart.
they definitely hit the mark, like as teenagers, because you're like,
You're chewing
guys,
your fingernails off, like, oh my God,
come
oh
on,
my God,
guys.
stop and think. Like, stop and think. Think this through. Don't do this. And they're like, I'm gonna do it anyways.
100%.
So, without spoilers, the ending of Infinity Alchemist wraps up this story really well, but I feel when we've talked about this, it feels like there's a thread to be pulled there. Is there a book two? Is there more coming in this world?
There is a book two planned. Yeah.
Oh,
So
we were like, it's a 50-50 where it's
yeah,
gonna
we're
either be like,
like.
no, it's done, or
And I love that the way that the book ends, it gives you that like completeness so that you're not feeling like on the edge of your seat, like, oh
this is a
God, I'm so
cliffhanger and I'm
mad,
gonna
I
die
need
from it.
more. But at the same time, it like leaves the door open. So like you have options. You can be like, okay, I'm okay. I can reread this and it'll be fine. Or surprise, there's something new and I can revisit this world in a new way. So I love those kind of endings and you did it really well.
Thank you. Yeah, I hate cliffhangers. Like, no offense to
Yeah.
authors and books out there that do have cliffhangers, but I personally, as a reader, and then the worst feeling is like, oh, the next book is coming out in like 2 years. I can't do
Yeah. Yeah.
that.
So can like I know that you can't tell us a lot, but can you tell us anything about that sequel?
Right now it is still in edit, so I have no idea if my editor will be like, cut this entire plot, or so
Yeah.
I'm just seeing from what I'm planning right now. Basically, the thread that continues is that at the end of the first book, there is like this black moon kind of image that's like hanging over Ash that's going to thread through into the sequel.
I'm so
That's all I can
excited.
say. There that
I
is
have
a lot
like
of information,
so
but that's
many
all I can
things
say.
jumping around in my brain as to like
Yeah.
where it can go. I'm so excited to see what happens next.
Oh my goodness. This is so exciting. I've been like beating a bunch of people over the head with like, you have to pre-order this right now. You have to go read it.
Thank you.
I have a friend who is a bookseller who got an ARC at their store. And they were like sending me photos and they're like, I think this is something that you would like. And I'm like, I listened to it last week. You're right. He
Yay,
was
that
kind
makes
of
me
trying to be
happy.
like, nah, 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 nah. And it didn't work out for him because I'd already read it.
So, Callum is a sweet baby angel and I love him. The moment he showed up, I texted Mandy. I'm like, Callum has entered the chat and I am happy. But on that same thread, you've been here before, so you know this is a question we ask everybody. But do you have a fictional boyfriend, a fictional character that you're loving right now, somebody who you think people need to meet?
Oh my goodness.
What is a book? What is a movie?
No.
Is
Well,
where it all leaves.
my head immediately goes to Jujutsu Kaisen. I'm like, am I allowed to say this?
Yes. You say whatever you want.
Okay. Well, basically, like most of the characters, like cast of Jujutsu Kaisen, the anime. So the villain Sukuna, Nanami, Toji, like all these, I don't know if any of these names are ringing a bell, but if you're watching Jujutsu Kaisen, then you know who I'm talking
Oh,
about.
I love that.
No, I
It's been
haven't.
so long since I've like sat down and watched anime, and now I'm like, maybe I should do that again. It used to be all I watched, and now I'm like, I miss
It's
it.
becoming a nightly ritual for me. I was watching Hunter Hunter and looked up today and realized I have two episodes left. And that is a stressful feeling.
Oh no, I hate
And is
that.
it like, is it complete or is there ever going to be more?
No,
It's
it's not even complete.
Oh, so
My
now you're like, I have two episodes and have to wait.
well, it's not, no, there, that's it. That's it. This is like the entire anime was done in 2011. And if I want to know what happens next, I have to go read the manga, which I will be doing. But speaking of
That takes so much more
cliffhangers, I'm
time.
like, it
Yeah.
does. Yeah.
Oh.
So I really am heartbroken. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
That's
Oh, I
too
hate when it sneaks
bad.
up on you and it's like, I'm not ready though. I'm not ready
Yeah.
to let go.
Yeah, I should probably just watch One Piece next because apparently that's like thousands of episodes. That
Oh
the ending's not
yeah.
gonna sneak up on me.
Yeah. I've heard that one is like, if you start now, you might finish in a couple years.
Yeah, you might finish when you're
Yeah.
90.
And the joke is apparently the creator said that everything so far is just the prequel to the real story.
Oh my God.
What?
Oh. Oh
Yeah.
no.
What?
I don't even know how to
How?
process that.
Right. If I was like a regular fan watching this show and I was told that, that might just be like, I might just
I'm done now.
explode.
I
Yeah.
think I'm
Yeah.
done now.
I just have to stop. I can't like make myself continue anymore. I can't put myself through this. Okay, well, I guess you partially answered the other question that we always ask for future you. Well, we like to ask what you're reading, but I guess that's going to be Hunter Hunter here in a minute. But anything else? Any books you want to recommend to us?
I have been very slowly reading. In general, I've just been very slow on reading because I have been writing so much, but I plan on jumping into a fantasy kick. There is So Let Them Burn by Camilla Cole, I think recently came out, so I'm really excited to read that. Yeah, I unfortunately have been a bad writer and a bad reader recently.
I don't think there's anything
Okay, it
bad about
happens.
it. Sometimes
No,
you just
you
need a
gotta take care of
break.
yourself. Yeah,
Yeah,
breaks
for
are
sure.
allowed.
Absolutely. You and especially you've been like go for so long. Like you can take a breather.
You
It's
deserve a
okay.
minute. Thank you.
You've
I'm gonna put
earned a
that to my
reward.
affirmations list.
Hey.
You have earned this break, so take it
Yes.
and enjoy it.
So you say you've been on a writing kick. Is that Infinity Alchemist 2, or are there other projects that you're working on too?
Yeah, there's a contemporary YA that, well, I don't know if it's been announced yet, but there was a contemporary YA that I was writing, and then also a graphic novel script.
Oh,
And I
that's
was
cool.
working, that's for both of those things, those are with Abrams. So those will be out in the next few years.
That is
Oh, I
so
love a
fun.
graphic novel. That is so
Yeah.
exciting.
Do they pair you with an illustrator for that? Or do you, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So was it like, this is my idea, and then they go and they're like, okay, we'll find the illustrator for that? Or do you like, this is kind of the vibe I want, and these are the people that I might work well with?
Yeah. I was eight, but I mean, and yeah, basically a mix of both. Like I
Okay.
had some ideas for illustrators. They also had ideas. We actually just announced that it's Teo. Ooh, I don't remember Teo's last name. I'm so sorry, Teo. But I love their work. It's like Little Corvus. Little Corvus is Corvus is their social media handle.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have to go follow them. Yeah.
Yeah, that's so exciting. What a departure that is. Is it different writing for like a graphic novel than anything else?
Yeah, very. I'm very used to being able to like write about internal thoughts and that sort of thing, and it's a lot more showing, literally, with like the art. But the editors also helped me figure out that you can have like internal narrative through other means, like a journal. Like that's the
Yeah.
way, I guess.
Oh yeah,
But like a journal,
that's a good
or
idea.
yeah.
That's smart.
Oh, that's so fun. You do so many things. You do YA, you do adult, you're in fantasy now, you do contemporary. Now we got graphic novels. What's next? What else are you gonna
You
conquer?
should rest.
I
I
mean, you
know.
should rest, but like, do you have any aspirations for anything else? Like, are we adding screenwriting somewhere in
A nap is what's next.
there?
Absolutely.
I'm ready for an if it's Stars in Your Eyes movie.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be
That
pretty
would be, yeah.
epic. I'm gonna rage until we get one of those. I feel like it would be such a beautiful like adaptation.
Yeah. Well,
Thank you.
especially
Yeah.
like the importance of the movie that they're putting together in the book, could this
Yeah.
movie could be that movie. You know what I mean? Like, it's so
I know we
meta.
screamed about how we wanted that movie.
Oh yeah. I had a meta. That was a book idea. I'd had to like write the meta version of the movie that they were in, but then I confused myself. Even just sitting there, I got confused again. So I was like, nah.
That would be really cool though to release.
Like the
Yeah.
movie.
Yeah. Oh
Oh my
my
gosh.
gosh.
Yeah. So much going on. I hope you do get some rest soon and a lot of
Thank you.
it.
That is the plan. That's the plan for 2024.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Just
Well,
rest. Rest and
rest.
relax.
Well, whenever, if it's next year or a couple years from now, whenever something else is coming on, out new, just a reminder that you are legally obligated to come back and do the podcast again. Now that you have been here twice, which we are
Yes.
so thankful for, and this has been
Thank you
so
for
much fun.
having me back. I would be happy to.
It's always
Yeah.
always a blast talking to you, always a blast reading your books. Like,
Yeah.
they are such a fun, I mean, like, yeah, there's heavy topics and there's like stressful, like high stakes, but at the same time, it's like we said before, it's a good escape from the shit show that is reality
Yeah.
sometimes with people
Yeah.
being terrible. So we
Yeah.
loved having you.
Thank you. I think that's why I write. I need to escape. So.
Yeah.
Well, you help us escape too, so I'm glad you write.
Yes.
Thank
But
you.
now we wish rest for you.
Yeah.
A nice, peaceful 2024 once Infinity Alchemist comes out, which it is, it'll be out by the time this episode airs. It comes out on February 6th. So everybody, you can go pick up a copy now, walk into your local indie and grab it off the shelf because it's so good, guys.
Yeah,
You're gonna
you're gonna
love
love
it.
it.
It's amazing. And we hope after that, 2024 is nice and peaceful for you.
Thank you.
Oh, thank
Thank
you for
you for
being
coming. We'll talk to
here.
you soon.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
I
I love
love
them so
Kaysen.
much.
Oh, he's got such like a calming personality, like presence. I don't know how to describe it. Like,
Yeah. Like it feels like you just chill out a little bit. Like, everything feels like it's gonna be okay.
yeah.
You know? Like, we live in this shit
Just
show of a
like
world, but
the
like,
books do.
yeah.
Like just brings you down to earth and like let's like it just feels like everything's gonna be okay. Because
Yeah,
you're talking to Kaysen.
I
Everything's
love
great.
talking to them. They're like, ugh, I love them so much. And
Yes.
seriously, everybody go pick up Infinity Alchemist. It is out now when this episode is out. The book is out. You can go get it. The cover is beautiful. I wish I had a copy to show you, but I don't. But it's beautiful. And the world building is, I mean, they do such a good job.
Well, it's because they're a wizard of their craft,
That's
too.
true.
Like,
That's
when you
true.
master writing,
Yeah,
you can just
that's
crank
true.
out hits.
I can't wait to see what's next. I can't wait for Infinity Alchemist 2. I can't wait for everything else that's coming. It's gonna be so much fun. But I do hope they get some rest. I've just been
Yes.
nonstop writing, so
Yes.
yay. Always
Yay,
a great
thanks for
time.
coming, Kaysen.
All right. So for next week, we have another author coming to the
Yay,
podcast, which
I'm
I'm
really
so
excited.
excited. Oh my gosh. Okay. So this is a debut author. It's Jason B. Dutton. He wrote How to Dance, and I'm really excited to read it. I'm starting it this week. And we emailed with
I
him.
actually have it right here.
I have it back there somewhere. It's so cute. I'm so excited to read it. And like I said, we were emailing with Jason, and he is all the vibes. Like,
Oh yeah. Went
fangirl
back
is
and
a state
listened
of
to some of
mind.
our
Yeah.
episodes.
Like,
Love
embodiment
that.
of fangirl is a state of mind because he's a fangirl. He's one of us. I love it.
One of us,
I'm
one of us, one of
so
us.
excited to chat with him. So that's gonna be coming next week. So stay tuned. And now it's time for a spiel.
Time flies, man.
All right. If you enjoyed this episode, please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you are listening to us. Please follow us on social media. We are at The Incoherent Fangirl on all the things. Please visit our website, theincoherentfangirl.com, where you can stream all of our episodes as well as read our blog, which has so many book reviews. It's insane.
Like it's crazy. I'm kind of behind, but
Angie messaged me and she said that she laughed so hard she spilled her water when I said last week that. Or not last week, the week before, that nobody, there were so many reviews that nobody could read them all because she has. She's
she
read
was
them
like,
all.
ah,
She's
my
like,
dear. I bet Alicia's read them all too.
I love them so much.
I know.
And then if you would like to get early access to episodes, full video episodes, or some early teasers as to who's coming onto the podcast, we have some great ones coming up, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Head over to our Patreon, theincoherentfangirl.com/Patreon to subscribe. Lots of fun going on there. Head over to our merch shop to pick up some cute new merch. We do still have that limited edition Intruder Alert, which has the list of all of our guests from 2023. It is available through the end of March. Go to theincoherentfangirl.com/shop to do some self-care, guys.
Yep, shopping is self-care.
Absolutely. If you have any comments, questions, concerns, suggestions, design ideas you want to tell us that we're pretty, we will accept all of these things in our inbox, theincoherentfangirl@gmail.com. We love hearing from y'all. And one last way to support the podcast is to rate and review wherever you are listening to us. Please give us your
Give
words. We
us
love
your
your words.
words. We love your words. We'd love to read your feedback.
She is at Mandy Perv on all the things.
She's at Miss Made in China on all the things.
And once you have followed us on social media, you followed the podcast on social media, you can head over and visit our internet besties and do some more self-care because we
Yes.
are big proponents of that here.
Always.
First
We're
stop is,
enablers.
we are that too. First stop is herecomesthenerd.com where you can use code FANGIRL to get 20% off your first order.
Then you're going to head to onceuponabookclub.com and get a bookish box or some goodies. We got two codes you can use. They cannot stack. We don't care which one you pick. We love you no matter what. You can use either Karen 10 or Mandy 10 to get 10% off, but make sure you spell Karen right.
And once you have done that, you're going to head over to entrancingelixirs.com, use code FANGIRLT to get 10% off your order. But remember, unlike Karen, there is no I in FANGIRL. It's FANGRLTEA.
Then you're going to head over to our sweet baby angel, Amber D. Lewis. You know, we love her. You're going to put at least one of everything in your cart, two, three, if you're feeling frisky. You can hand it out as gifts or have a copy to write in, like I do. If you use code FANGIRL10, you'll get 10% off your purchase. AmberDLewis.com.
And then, once you have finished supporting our internet besties, I suppose it's time to head over and visit and support the show husband.
He's okay, I guess. I got a new mic cable last week. So, and he's currently at Target getting me a physical copy of the Third Crescent City book because I realized I never ordered one and I want to read when I don't have to be listening. So he is literally at Target right now. He just sent me a photo. He said there were two left because they were just like unboxing them and people were snatching them. So I guess we'll keep him. We like him. So you're going to want to, as soon as this episode is over, go listen to The Paranormal Mind. Their episodes release the same days as ours. Leave them reviews and ratings because they like your words too. And you can also head to searchersbelieve.com and use code FANGIRL10 in the shop to get 10% off. The merch over there is pretty great, if I do say so myself.
Somebody pretty
So
cool probably designed them.
I think
I'm
a really nice fangirl might have designed
not.
this. So yeah, checkouts, and you can follow them. Searchers Believe on all the things, Lights Out Industries on all the things, and The Paranormal Mind on all the things, because they got social media everywhere.
Now they do, because a certain fangirl made
a certain
sure that
fangirl
they...
put her foot down.
Yeah, because yeah. for some reason they didn't do that.
They didn't have their parking spots for like their ads, and it's like, dude, somebody's going to take that, and then people are going to think it's you, and it's not going to be you're welcome.
Yep.
I just handled this, and here's the show dog.
Oh, hi, Georgie.
If you're on Patreon, you can see Georgie. He's got his new spirit jersey. I brought him back from Disney.
Oh, baby. I love him.
Anyways.
All right. That was the Incoherent Girl. Thanks for listening.
We love you.
Bye. Bye.
We are sponsored by our friends at Here Comes the Nerd. Pins, stickers, magnets, and more. Here Comes the Nerd has happy art for all fandom-loving hearts. New customers can use coupon code FANGIRL during checkout for 20% off their first order at HereComesTheNerd.com. Coupon applies to ready-to-ship items only.